Today we'll be Ezra Hashem be learning Daf Chaf Ches of Masechtas Yuma, the beginning of the third parak Amalehem Hamamuna, which begins to describe the avodah of the Kohen Gadol in the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Kippur. The topics we learn about include: the first Mishnah in the parak describes the early morning procedure of checking for the morning star and the beginning of daybreak in order to pronounce the beginning of the daily avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara will discuss the tefillah of Avraham Avinu and how meticulous he was in performing mitzvahs. The Gemara then continues to discuss the greatness and Torah of all of our forefathers. Some of the key terms and concepts we learned about include Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, the seven Noahide laws. There are seven mitzvahs which Hashem instructed the world to follow before Mount Torah. B'nei Yisrael received the Torah at Har Sinai, and since then observed the 630 mitzvahs of the Torah. However, the rest of humanity remains bound by the original seven mitzvahs. The seven mitzvahs are Avodah Zarah, the prohibition against worshipping idols; Gila Arayis, the prohibition against committing adultery or engaging in improper relationships; Shvichas Damim, the prohibition against committing murder; Evir Min Achai, the prohibition against consuming a limb detached from an animal while it was still alive; Birchas Hashem, the prohibition against cursing the one above; Gezel, the prohibition against stealing; Dinim, the positive commandment to establish laws and courts of law. Zrizim Makdimim LaMitzvahs, we must fulfill the mitzvahs at the earliest opportunity. Erev Tav Shilin. Although midaraisa one may cook and bake on Yom Tov, even the preparation for the next day of Shabbos, when Yom Tov falls on Friday, the Chacham, however, prohibited unless an Erev Tav Shilin is made on Erev Yom Tov. The Erev Tav Shilin is made as follows: a kezayis of cooked and baked food set aside on Erev Yom Tov with the intention to eat on Shabbos. When setting it aside, one recites the appropriate bracha and then states, "Through this Erev we shall be able to bake, cook, and carry out any other necessary preparations for Shabbos on Yom Tov."